Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online. Was it a glitch in the Matrix? Or was it a car crash with a ghostly twist?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And I want to make a note. You may, if you subscribe to the channel, if you listen regularly on Real Ghost Stories Online channel, you probably have heard some new programming that we've added. One of them called Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi. That's me. It's kind of old school, if you will. I've always have people saying, I love you reading the stories. So Right. We've created a channel, and that's all it is. It's just me reading stories, ghost stories, and then occasionally from someone's diary who sends it in, and we just have a lot of questions after that. But no, it's all ghost stories, and it's all there. And every single day there's a new ghost story. They last roughly about 15 to 20 minutes. So they're nice, long ghost stories. So if you miss that, if you miss hearing me do the ghost stories on this program, well, it's on the feed. You can always just get it here. But if you want just that, that channel does exist. It's called Into the Paranormal podcast with Tony Bruschi. Just search it wherever you get podcasts, and you can binge away on that. So there's that note. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Oh, we were just talking off the air about how close we are getting to Halloween. And I will just say this. I'm really disappointed in the choices for like Halloween movies this year. Mm-hmm. In years past, I could, you know, find all my favorite classic Halloween type movies.
Yeah.
This year, it's really frickin' difficult. Like all the places I've always turned to in the past don't have the classics on anymore.
Uh-huh.
Or they're like the B, C, or D versions of half this stuff. Like not Amityville. Amityville, The Resurrection. Or, you know, it's like the stuff you don't even remember.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what happened, but I'm really disappointed this year. I haven't seen as many of the great ones as I would want, and I'm not sure I'm going to have time to do that.
You know what? I saw a lot of new ones this year that I liked. Yeah. And I
really?
Yes. The one you suggested, which I can't remember what it was called. I mean, this is the fun part of this segment because Tony doesn't remember the names of any of the movies he's talking about.
Right.
But what was the one you suggested? I did watch that and I thought it was pretty good. The end was a little hokey, but they all are.
Yeah. The Deliverance.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good.
I don't remember how it ended exactly, but everything was great, right?
Like, yeah.
It was like, chirping and yeah.
I'd say like 85% of the movie was pretty good. And then the 15% was kind of like, but this is like always the difficulty in a paranormal movie or a ghost movie. How do you end it and not, it's a very fine line of walking into this is getting too corny or this is too fantastical on a topic that already is fantastical. Right. And so I think it's hard to land that. And everybody has a different opinion on where it would land. So for me, it's like it gets a little too much, but it was good. There was one I saw. I don't know if you've seen this. This is pretty good. Late Night with the Devil.
No, I've not.
You will love it because you love late night television. And this takes the story line is this is a late night host. I believe it's on HBO. Or Max or whatever the fuck it is. And it's a late night television show in the 1970s, a guy competing with Johnny Carson. He's kind of like the third rate show. Yeah. And they're always trying to figure out ways, you know, to get some ratings. So for Halloween, they do this spooky Halloween episode and it really is done well. It feels like the 1970s. It kind of reminds me of like the Merv Griffin set.
Gotcha.
And so they have on this psychic, and he does this like really dramatic reading on the air. And then the next guest is a skeptic. And it used to be somebody who claimed he could do these things and then revealed it was all a scam. And he's just criticizing everything. So he's these acts that are doing it. The guy criticizes back and forth. And the psychic ends up like going into some sort of trance and like puking this black stuff all over the studio. And they go to a break. And then the next person comes up and it's a girl that has a demon in her. And then the handler or her therapist or whatever she is, they do a session on stage and she goes into this real creepy, you know, possession state. And then it gets weirder and weirder. And eventually, like, she takes over the fucking studio and, like, kills pretty much everyone. Nice. But it's a psychological twist, though, because... it goes back to the hypnotist guy who was actually early on too. And it makes it look almost as if the host may have killed everybody and was hypnotized to believe these horrible things were happening and just like went on a rampage.
Yeah, that sounds like it might be something that
it's good.
I would like. Probably only just for the 70s aspect. Like, if they do that really cool, that's all I'd really want to go to it for.
It's not as fantastical as I made it sound. It really, it plays slowly. So I probably summarized it too much, but it plays slowly. I think you'd like it. It's
all right.
And yeah, for the 70s part, no matter what, but I think you'd like the story too. It was good.
Late Night with the Devil.
Late Night with the Devil is what called. Yeah. And I've seen a couple other ones too that were pretty good. I don't remember. Harper picked them out and it's like, oh, it was kind of nice to do a refresh. Of it. Is Halloween done? Are they doing another one with Jamie Lee Curtis or was the last one the last one?
I don't know. She's out with something, but I think isn't it the Freaky Friday thing where she switches places with what's her name?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
I thought they were redoing that. I don't know anymore. I'm done with all the remakes. Make your own damn shit.
Yes. Damn kids. The damn kids. Let's go to the phone call. 855-853-4802. Let's hear your
good My name's story. Rupert. My name's Ruben, and I'm from Modesto, California, and that's no EVP in the background. It's my son. But I wanted to share a story. This didn't happen to me, but I'd heard it so many times from my brother and his friend who it did happen to, and so I feel like I have enough knowledge to be able to share this. What happened was... This was back in 1996, I want to say. He, at the time, was about 19, and I was cruising around with a couple of his friends, his buddy, and his girlfriend at the time, and somebody else, another girl. So the four of them were driving around, and they came upon a red light. And they looked over to their left, and there was a white car. And in the white car were two women wearing white and a man in the back who was wearing a black hoodie or some sort of hooded shirt. And the story, my brother said that the two girls looked over at their car and did that thing that made a cross and kissed their hands. You know, I'm not sure what that's called, if it has a name, but they made that gesture towards them. And they were very serious and solemn throughout doing that. And the guy in the back was just kind of snickering. And according to my brother, he said that it appeared as if the guy in the back didn't quite belong in that whole car. He just kind of was out of place in a way. So they didn't think much of it, and they continued about their night. A couple hours later, as they're heading back towards home, an otherwise very busy street in our city that serves as an east-west artery was all of a sudden very... there was no traffic there at all. It was dead. And coming up on their side now was another white car, and the man inside the car was completely unconscious and possibly dead. He was bleeding from his nose, and his head was resting against the steering wheel, and the car comes up fishtailing and driving really crazily, ends up crashing into the side of a house. Well, not the actual house, but a wooden fence along the side of a house on a corner street, because there's a residential area that branches off of the main road there. So the car hits the fence. My brother and his friends stop their car right in front of the house where the fence was, and they figure, okay, this guy's in serious danger, and we need to get him some help. So they get out of the car. And, well, my brother gets out at least. I think he gets out first. And then the car spins back around, flashes its headlights at him, and then starts driving towards him. I don't think it was going very fast. He certainly had enough time to kind of get out of the way. But at that moment, the owner of the house came outside without asking any questions or taking any kind of report whatsoever. He tells his son, go chase that car, as the car, you know, drives down the street and kind of gets away from the scene. And the son just automatically, just as if he had done this many times before, starts chasing the car. Now, my brother and his friends were trying to tell the man what had happened. And here's another interesting thing. They said that he was willing to speak to them, and he told them a bit of information about himself, how long he'd been living there, as the conversation went on. But whenever they had mentioned anything about the ghost car hitting the fence or anything like that, they said that he just completely ignored them. He just, as if they were not even there. He did not respond to it. He did not acknowledge it. He just had nothing to do with it and would not speak of it. So, as they pointed out the fence to him, you know, they looked over there and there was no damage to that fence at all. The car had slammed into it. I'm not sure at what speed, but it hit the fence and nothing happened to the fence. Then two police officers showed up, and they kind of had the same mentality as the owner of the house. They wanted nothing to do with what was going on. They took no questions. They took no report. They didn't write anything down. they just told my brother and his friends, you guys got to go, get out of here. This isn't a place for you to be, just leave. I'm not sure, I'm paraphrasing, I'm not sure what the exact words were spoken, but the impression was given that they didn't want anything to do with what had just happened, and that they wanted my brother and his friends to leave the scene. So that's the story. My brother took me the next day. I remember the very next day we went driving out there, and he showed me some of the, it was during the election season, and a lot of the signs that had been posted along that busy road were knocked down as a result of the car having fishtailed and having hit them and knocking them down from the night before. That's my story, and you know, it's still to this day the strangest thing that I've ever heard of happening to anybody close to me. I mean, I do have a couple more. Maybe I'll call in a different time and share those. But this one I particularly liked because it's a bit of a blend between the paranormal and kind of like a glitch in the matrix, if you will. You know, so anyhow, that's it. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for sharing that story. What's your thoughts?
Well, two words, holy crap. We were just talking about spooky movies and stuff like that. I mean, that would be, make for a great movie. Like, he's right. It's kind of a mix between paranormal and glitch in the matrix and like, what the heck just happened?
Yeah.
To have officials say, you know, just get out of here. You don't need to be here right now or whatever. This doesn't, that's kind of some freaky stuff.
It kind of shows like they're aware. It's like.
Exactly.
Yeah. It happened again. That's cool. We don't like to talk about this. This didn't happen. Just get out.
Did you ever see the video of the woman in the haunted toaster that was on NBC News, like way back in the 80s?
Gosh.
There's a woman and she talks about the haunted toaster. It must be possessed by the devil or whatever.
Yes.
And he goes, so why do you keep the toaster?
Yeah.
And she says, because it makes good toast. But the thing that's really funny, and you said that, where one of the lines she says is she's putting bread into the toaster to prove that there's something demonic about the toaster. She's putting it in and it won't stay down. And she says, well, seems to be aware. Like it knew that she was trying to prove something on national television.
Yeah, like, I got it right here. Let's let's take a listen to the haunted toaster from NBC in 19... one of them saying 88? I feel like it's older than that.
Her voice, I'd say, sounded like Eli Wallach.
Have you saved any
Let's
of this?
Let's start from the beginning.
And into the swing of it, it becomes normal. I mean, after you've seen a haunted toaster.
Right here where it says put one slice, we heard, I am the devil.
What kind of voice did the devil have?
A very low voice, I'd say, sounded like Eli Wallach.
Have you saved any of this satanic toast?
Yes, I did save it because I wanted to be sure that somebody else would see it. Now this one, can you see that, Richard? Satan lives.
And what she's holding up is literally a piece of blackened toast that looks like, you know, probably with the edge of a knife or something, the word Satan lives is carved into it.
Yeah, right.
It's not even like convincing or like maybe a pentagram or something. It's like literally Satan lives.
Look right.
Terrible.
Is the toaster still possessed?
We still have trouble off and on with it, yes. See, now it's
trying to push the toaster down, make it work.
It seems to be aware.
Why have you kept this toaster?
And then flames just flew up out of the toaster really quick. And woo!
Well, Richard, you know, when all is said and done, it makes good toast.
For today, Boyd Matson, NBC News, Boca Raton, Florida.
I'm sorry.
And then,
James Fish is going to.
And the news tag at the end, NBC News, Boca Raton, Florida. Like, who's doing these stories? And this woman, my God.
84 is when that aired, actually.
Ah, that seems about right. 1984.
Wow. There you go. I forgot about that whole thing. Yeah, that was a great one.
Glad I brought that up today. That made me smile.
If you want to watch a great video, just look for that on YouTube. Toaster, NBC Haunted Toaster, and you will find that. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to all the bonus episodes, the advanced episodes, everything there for you, check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts. Get all the Real Ghost Stories Online episodes there ad-free. Check that out. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.